South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackelaw, along with Lisa Zizian. Every week at this time, we talk tech. It is our tech segment with David Snell from Axe Smart IT in Pembroke.
All right, David, good morning. Who is spying on us today through our smartphones?
Oh, good morning, Lisa.
This makes me nervous.
That's a great question, isn't it?
Yes, we need to know.
All right, so we're going to talk this morning about how to tell if your smartphone apps are spying on you. Okay, so Lisa right now is looking at her phone at the moment there. She is suspicious of it, as she is about most technology. So, David, let's see, what is it real? How can we tell? What's going on?
So it's real, and I'm sure you recall, Rob, back in 2018, we talked about 250 apps across the App Store and Google Play that were listening in the background for audio through smartphone microphones and so on. And the Apple Play and Google took those apps off, of course, but we never really look at the apps that we installed ourselves to see what they're doing. For instance, when I went to check my apps, I found probably about six entries for which I can see the reason, even though I've never used them via voice commands. And then when I've checked with apps that had permission to use my camera, I found a slightly different story. So when you look at these apps, you want to see if it's something that you use. For instance, I have the BJ's app on my phone. I have the CVS app and a digital book that we use. You can write in the book and it turns it to digital format. And they all use the camera, if in fact you want them to take pictures of things, for instance, in BJ's. I've never ordered through my camera, so I'm not sure why BJ's thinks they should have that app installed unless you were intending to use their express checkout, where you go through and with your phone and you scan all the UPC codes of the products you're going to buy. Mm-hmm. But if you don't use that kind of stuff, you shouldn't have it turned on your phone, because if someone gets into the BJ's environment and you have that turned on, you're at risk for whatever they have happened to them.
What? You are at risk?
Your phone is at risk.
Okay.
So it may in fact activate your camera or turn on your microphone and actually listen into your conversations. So Lisa, what did you find in your privacy settings?
Okay, so privacy, and then I'm just going to check the microphone, and oh no, there's a lot of them turned on. Like, why does Instagram need my microphone?
Yes, do you use Instagram to, in fact, talk to people that way?
I don't, no.
No, so there's an open security hole on your phone that you need to turn that microphone off. There's no need for it to be on.
Okay, like I get some of...
I get some of them,
but that one I don't understand.
So what happens when we download these apps that we want to use, such as Instagram and BJ's and all that, they will sometimes install and not tell you that they're turning on these devices. Or they may just ask you that one time, can I access your camera, can I access your phone, your microphone? And you might just say yes. And that's where it stays on all the time. So the part about accessing your microphone, that's a very clear permission that could cause privacy problems for you in the future if, in fact, something gets hacked into that app.
Should you be able to find on any of your phones, David, whether an app is using a microphone? Should that be prominently displayed, or is there any hidden way it could happen?
Yeah, well, it's probably displayed if you take the time and you understand your privacy policies. They have to spell it out in their privacy policy, but I don't think many of us read through 17 to 20 pages of privacy policy information on every app that we install.
No. Well, this goes along. I mean, this is similar just to the smart speakers and things like that, where you just assume now that they're always listening, and you just assume that the laptop, if it has a camera, is always watching, and so your cell phone must be doing things too. And in some cases, it is, maybe not always, but you have to be careful, I guess, about what you allow it to do, right?
Exactly. In some cases, you don't know that these permissions have been turned on In some cases, you may have forgotten they were turned on because you're just trying to get that app installed so you could do what you wanted to do with it.
Right.
Yeah. So it behooves us as the smartphone users, it's ultimately our responsibility to control what the apps we download actually have access to, as well as what they can do with the data they collect. So we put together the ways to look on an Android phone, an iOS phone, very simply. So you saw it was just three steps.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you can see exactly what you need to look at to decide if you want them to have, those apps, to have that permission. Three things to think about when you're doing this. Number one, do I actually record or post videos or images with this app? If you don't, you probably don't need the camera turned on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I wait to turn permissions on until I need them? That's important because let's say I wanted to use my Exxon Mobil app, which I do, mm-hmm. and something wasn't working. And it tells me, the app tells me, please take a picture of the code on the pump.
Mm.
So at that point in time, you have to have the camera on.
Yeah.
But at any other point in time with the app, you just have to have the Wi-Fi connection.
So where do you go for that part? Just the turn on the microphone or the camera only when in use. That's within the app, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Only when it's in use. So it's not just always sitting there on when it's in your pocketbook or your back pocket or on your desk somewhere.
Because most of these default settings seems to be always be the wrong way, at least for our, it's either left on, because they know we forget about these things. They got to know that we just, we're lazy and we forget about stuff. That's what gets us
exactly
into trouble.
Right.
It's just about
exactly
everything.
Right. And the default settings are for the app developer, not for the for the consumer.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, it's fascinating, and as we go along, because of all these devices that have cameras and microphones built into them, obviously they can be used for these types of things. And, it does bring up privacy concerns. What is David Snell really saying in BJ's? Or what is he really saying at the gas pump? We don't know, but someone may know. They're trying to find out. But obviously, it can lead to other more serious issues. So best to kind of check. David, you've got lots of information on if you have an iPhone or an Android on how to find this stuff, right?
Exactly. How to check it. And then it's very simple. Touch the button to turn it on or off. So it's not like it's really a big deal. It's just that we need to take responsibility because we cannot trust the app developers to protect us.
Very good. Very, very important. Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
It's David Snell, Act Smart IT. We do it every week at this time on WATD.